from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's listen to D'Amico Ryans. I'm really interested in this one because there have been some injuries, a lot of guys out of practice. I didn't even count them, but it's a lot. And we're going to see how that might weigh in to Friday night game. Here's D'Amico.
How did you feel about the work you guys got done while you were here?
And being here in Cleveland, I think we've had really, I mean, 4 really good days of work. I was telling some guys, like, I felt like we finally had real camp practice, just how efficient we were offensively, like defensively, being where we're supposed to be. Like, it felt like real camp practices. So I was happy to get the work in. I think we accomplished a lot by being here.
You have all had some various injuries on the offensive line. Does that change at all any of your thinking of who you might start in the preseason game?
No, doesn't change it at all. No, we keep going with our offensive line. We're always, you know, moving guys around, having guys play different positions. So it doesn't, whoever's available and ready to go, they'll be out there for preseason.
Coach, do you think that being out here at this high school gives guys some of that old school feel about when they were going to, when you got a lot of young guys who were playing high school ball and things like that in the atmosphere?
Yeah, anytime you step on a high school campus again, I think the nostalgia kicks in and we all go back to, man, I remember my high school feel, whether it's how the stadium looks. You just start to think immediately how it was on those, whether Friday nights playing in high school. It takes us all back to, and what I truly believe in, like the pure, when you were playing for the pure joy of the game, the fun of the game. And I hope our guys were able to recollect on that and bring up some old memories for them being out here at the high school today. And we're very, you know, appreciative of University School for having us here. They've done a great job of hosting us.
What Jake Hansen's been able to do, he's had quite the journey, undrafted free agent, made the team for you guys last year. And you see him out there, he's back out there working out with you guys. What have you made of his preseason so far?
Yeah, Jake continues to get better. Every time he steps out on the field, like, he continues to surprise me every day. He just gets better and better and better. And that's what, you know, that's what coaching, that's what the NFL is all about. You see a young player who is undrafted and a guy, you see, man, can you mold him into contributing and playing meaningful snaps? I think every day where Jake, he's one of our hardest workers, right? Whether it's in special teams, like he's competing in drills at the linebacker spot. Jake, he's done a great job. We put a lot on him, asking him to play all 3 linebacker spots. And Jake is the one guy who can handle it and not blink when we ask him to step in there. So a guy of his caliber being undrafted and being able to serve multiple roles for us just shows everybody, like, it's just not about where you're selected in the league. It's about what you do with the opportunity that you've gotten. And Jake has really taken advantage of his opportunity.
Does he have kind of like, you almost have like a kind of the gold standard for some of the undrafted free agent success with Z's? You kind of point to him, you talk to some of these guys, like, hey, look where he came from, look where he is now. You have that throughout the roster.
Yeah, when you look at undrafted guys, I think that's where, and you're very proud of those guys, because a lot of people would say they probably don't make it. But our league is really, it's comprised of a lot of guys who are undrafted. It's not comprised of all the first round picks, right? That's where the depth of your team, the guys who are going to grind and really find out who they are, right? It's undrafted guys. That's the guys you want. And I point to Aziz as a guy who's undrafted, right? And now he's had some success being a starter last year and now being here with us. Jake has done a great job as an undrafted guy as well. So I'm excited about – I get excited about developing young guys who a lot of people say can't do something or they shouldn't be able to. Like, that's what fires me up to work with those guys even more.
Like a sweet day for Nico Collins and CJ, a good timing. What were you saying from those guys, the connection that they just –
Today with our practice, this is a very crisp practice today. Guys, we put a lot of work in the past 2 days, so we wanted to deload them a little bit, and guys had a nice crisp practice today.
Coach, your team was the first team to start training camp. You all have already played a game. How do you monitor the reps going forward in the next couple of weeks as far as the preseason is concerned, knowing that your guys have started and been practicing so long?
Yeah, we've been rolling in camp for a while now. It seems like a long time, and I look ahead like, wow, we still have a good amount of time to go, probably a month left before, you know, the true regular season kicks off. So when we look at reps, I'm monitoring reps every day. I'm monitoring reps, seeing where we are, keeping a track of it, just making sure we're smart with how we're loading our guys with the reps and making sure we're peaking at the right time. Because when you start camp as early as we have with the Hall of Fame game, I don't want guys to come in and we're peaking right at preseason week two. That's not the time to be at your peak. So we're always doing always monitoring it, and our sports performance staff, they've done a great job of being on it as well. So just working with them, and we're all in sync with making sure, at the end of the day, making sure we take care of our guys the right way. Just want to be as healthy as possible, right, going into the season.
Any update on Titus Howard?
Titus is good.
Me too.
Go ahead.
With the two rookies, running back, it feels like they maybe lost a little opportunity with the game getting canceled early. And you kind of had to maybe catch up on some of the stuff that maybe had planned for Jawar and British Brooks because of the game. They lost
about opportunity. Yeah. With the rookies, the two rookie running backs, I know it sucks that the game was canceled, but it was an extra game. So I don't think they've lost out on their opportunities to showcase what they had. I've actually seen them this week actually get better in practice. Right, from my perspective, I think they've done a much better job. They needed that game exposure to see what it really takes. They got that exposure, and now they were able to get better and build on what they did in the game. They built on that in practice. So the game did it. They didn't lose anything from the game being canceled.
They made the most out of it.
For sure. Out of the couple reps they did get, they made the most out of it. You see, Brooks made a nice play, special teams. Jawar had a run. They think we could have done a better job of finishing and running the ball. So now I see how he's running the ball in practice. Man, he's done a great job this week, probably his best week of camp so far. So that game definitely served this purpose for showing the young guys, hey, what does it truly take to, you know, build and get better in the league? They've got that answer. They've got that wake-up call, so to speak, and they've shown it this week in practice.
Last one. I know he said something yesterday about how he, when he scripts plays, sometimes Scripts plays for CJ to go to his last possession. Just to kind of get the stress of what if this doesn't work out, here's your last option. How intensive is that process in particular with CJ, and in what ways do you maybe on defense try to prepare your defensive players for different situations that may occur?
As coaches, as you prepare for practice, you want to try to put your players through as many stressful situations as possible. So when it comes to scripting plays, you don't always script for success and make it easy on players, because when they get in the game and the picture changes or it's difficult, how do they respond? We want to see our guys respond and go through the difficult as hard as we can make it here in practice. So whether it's offense, right, scripting for getting to your third read in the progression, whether it's a run play that you know you're outnumbered on, still running that play. And a lot of things we do is also to teach, right? And you have to get it on film to teach guys of why you do certain things and why you don't do certain things. Also, defensively, like we may put guys in situations where it's not a favorable position. It's not a favorable, all right, down and distance, not a favorable situation. How do you respond? And that's what, as coaches, it's our job to continue to put our guys in as stressful and as many game-like situations as possible in practice.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so D'Amico got into quite a lot of detail on all those questions, except one.
Yeah.
Except one.
He's good. He's good. So if he's good.
Any update on Titus? Titus is good.
All right, so nothing to worry about.
Is Titus good?
Hey, he said Titus he's good. Yeah, if he's good, I'm good. Nothing to see here then, huh? I shouldn't be worried, man. You know what? Because I trust D'Amico.
I mean, he went in. Like
he wouldn't lie to me.
No, God, no. He was talking about Jake Hansen for two questions. Like three paragraphs if you were writing it out. What about Titus Howard?
Titus is good.
Okay. That's
it. And I got to say, too, it was kind of a little suspenseful because it took a long time for them to ask about Titus.
I would have been the first one out of the shoot.
Yeah.
So first question, yo. Yeah. First question, man. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there like, damn.
Yeah.
Is it about to happen? Like, somebody going to ask about Titus?
Be honest. Do you think Titus is good?
Titus is good.
He good.
Chris?
I think he's good.
I'm going to trust D'Amico here, so he's good. He's good.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Yeah, he hopped up on the cart, but you know these offensive linemen, a little lazy.
That whole cart thing is taking on a life of its own, man. Like he wasn't carted out on a cart. I could see that. Like, yeah. Like you think like the
you start
the,
getting technical.
Yeah, you are getting. You want to be accurate too. So they were technically accurate. He rode off on a cart. But, I mean, Laramie Tunsil might have ridden off on a cart, too.
Yeah.
You know, just. Yeah. Just.
I think it's a big difference if he's on the field and they bring the cart out and he can't even walk off on the field. But
yeah.
I guess technically he walked off the
field. Well, he walked off the field and then took like a golf cart. I guess like sitting. I didn't see the video, but I guess like sitting or maybe whatever on the golf cart. But there's also a medical cart. That has like a longer bed.
Yeah.
And they can like sit up and stretch their legs or lay down or whatever. So, yeah, technically he wasn't carted off like classically, you know, like you would expect, like the kid at like the receiver in Atlanta that apparently suffered a pretty bad injury. He was carted off like in traditional medical emergency carted off.
Yeah.
Titus just rode the cart.
Yeah. All I know is Buddy better be ready week one.
Let me ask again. Is he good?
He good.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Titus is good.
All right.
Hey, man. Nothing to worry about, man. We overreacting.
I'm not going to say he's bad. I'm not going to say I'm worried. But I think there's something going on.
He's good. You heard him. Titus is good.
All right, just concerned, right?
Just a little bit curious, you know, concerned, you know, update. You know, maybe a better update would be better for us all, but I get it. You know, they're going to protect the player and all that stuff. They're not like flat out, you know, perpetual liars like the Astros. This always happens in camp.
But see, the thing that got me a little worried too, because then he said the same thing about Joe Mixon.
He good. Is Titus good?
We have not seen, man.
Titus is good.
We have not seen Joe Mixon at all. So that got me a little worried.
Actually, we haven't seen him with pads on.
No.
We saw him in the first couple practices, and that's it. I will say, I think the Texans, I feel better about the Texans offensive line because of Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
You know.
They did pick up some insurance. That was insurance.
Yeah.
For something like that, because Titus Howard, you see, he missed a lot of time last season.
Yeah.
And they were scrambling at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they found their mojo, but remember, they ended up having Michael Dieter at the.
Yeah.
And that was, it was rough trying to find that replacement. But now, if Titus Howard is out and if he's not good, then you have a for sure replacement ready for him.
Now, I think it's going to be a little bit of a tell. First of all the guys that were out today, I don't expect to play. Jonathan Alexander was talking about that too, just because it's a Friday practice, and if you're going to treat it like a regular season, sort of ramp up to a game, if you don't practice on Friday, you don't play on Sunday.
Yeah.
So today is their Friday practice on hump day. So I don't expect them to play, but I think it's going to be telling. Like he was asked about, you know, keep going with the offensive line, and CJ's out there against maybe an offensive line that's going to be pieced together a little bit. He didn't seem concerned about that, and I think maybe Blake Fisher was a big part of that.
Yeah, I think so too. So maybe the whole Titus is good.
Yeah.
So we ain't got to really worry about that. But yeah, man, I don't know.
I'm a little bit curious on the Jake Hansen biopic that he did, basically the 30 for 30 that he did on Jake Hansen. Was that just a writer, like, I'm gonna do a Jake Hansen story, so I gotta ask two questions? Or because if you listen to his answers, like, he was raving about Jake Hansen.
Yeah, it kind of got me hyped a little bit.
Yeah,
because we were just talking about it earlier. You had question marks about the linebackers.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the Pitsy Dust candidate right there.
Yeah.
So maybe
talking about how he plays all three linebacker spots, how he's a great story. Doesn't matter where you're drafted, is what you do with the opportunity and all that. But I know how this. We all know how this works.
Yeah.
Like sometimes as a writer, it says, "Oh, I got to do a Jake Hansen story." So they just go back, and because this is their only access, they go back to that same topic over and over again. Like if he were doing a story on Henry Toto, would we be saying the same thing about Henry Toto? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's fair to say. I think we probably would. I mean, remember, he did it with Brevin Jordan earlier. He was raving about Brevin Jordan a couple times. Mm-hmm. And we like, dang, maybe he got something right there.
Somebody was doing a story on Brevin Jordan.
Yeah, it could be.
And they are going to monitor the reps. And this ties in with what we were talking about at the start of the show today. Like, you know, I'm a little bit... difference of opinion, not necessarily critical of D'Amico Ryans, because we love him and we know how awesome he is, but difference of opinion on how they're going to play in the regular season. He didn't seem concerned about that because he's got confidence. He's going to monitor all these reps, and they asked about that. I just don't want, like, C.J. Stroud and some of these guys to play more than, like, two series, maybe four series in the entire preseason.
Yeah, I think they should play. We talked about this a little earlier. I think if the offense go out, the number ones go out there, and they march down the field,
that's
score,
key, yeah.
Then, all right, we good.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all good. But if they, you know, maybe do a three and out or something like that, I will trot them back out there to try to, you know, just work them kinks out while you can right now before the regular season.
I also think they're going to be doing it as much for Bobby Slowick as anybody on the offense, because they've been getting worked a little bit, especially lately, by the defense. Maybe they just want to put them out there and gain their confidence against a good defense, but not a defense that's just been seeing them every day and has their number, you know?
Yeah, I think that's very important, too, because we seen last season against Baltimore, and Bobby Slowick admitted it on this show.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I kind of got my boat rocked a little bit.
Yeah,
same thing with CJ. So
maybe it's a confidence for Slowick as much as the offense.
Yeah, I just think they need to get the juice going. They need to gel as much as they can in the preseason to get ready for week one so they don't get their boat rocked or have a little rust.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.